AB2HXS mobile listening.
What? AH2O? What? KN4BWA.
Weak signal, I can't understand.
Not on this one, this is the megawatter.
Or a mini watt? I don't know.
What's up, big guy?
Not much, just getting off work.
You're working too hard. Besides, you really shouldn't be using that kind of four-letter words around an old fart like me.
Sorry.
Prosperous day.
I did. Actually, I did. I started an install yesterday, finished it up today with actually quite good luck.
Well, good. That's the way it's supposed to go. Isn't it nice to have a day when things just go the way they're supposed to?
Back in the 80s when the A-Team was on the air, I love it when a plan comes together.
Got a cigar.
Okay, Hannibal.
You know, those, you watch them today and they look so hokey, but you know, back in the day, those were great, fun shows. You know what?
I like watching my Amazon Prime and my Netflix because I can't stand some of the new shows that are out there. They're brain numbing.
Okay, and 4BWA, you got that right. Hey, you know what I saw on there the other morning? The Greatest American Hero. Remember that?
Wow. But I actually saw an advertisement. I forget where it was, but Love American Style. Do you remember that show way back in the day?
Now, that's a blast from the past. I remember that theme song. Man. Well, let's get on to another subject. We're getting ourselves dated into a different millennia.
N4DJC. I was listening to you guys talking about some old shows nowadays, about all you have now is just poor retreads of old ones.
I would agree with that. I really would. Some of the stuff, well, and you know, all the shows now, I'm not saying yay or nay or in between, but all the new shows that are out there now have to have their token gay couple. They gotta have their transgender, and they gotta have all the latest PC bull.
Talk about it.
Yeah, talk about it.
Exactly.
I'm old. I'm a racist old fart then. You know, I'm just politically incorrect. Actually, I'm not racist. But, you know, I'm going to give you one of my little pieces of sagebrush philosophy. I don't care if you're black, white, pink, purple, gay, straight, whatever. Long as you don't mess with me, I won't step on your face as I leave.
No picture will be left alone, Steve. M4DJC.
Yep. You're probably right. Yep. And so goes our First Amendment.
That's right. Let me see if I have it. I look at it this way. I'm colorblind when it comes to stuff like that. You know, I have friends of alternative lifestyle, and I have friends of all races, and I don't hold anything against anybody.
And so do I. But see, the thing is, they're not in my face protesting it. They're not in my face saying it. You have to accept this. You have to do that. Hey. Like I said, just don't mess with me and I won't mess with you. You know, it's your life, it's your, you know, that's called privacy. Live your life, go on, just leave me alone.
I feel similar. KB2HXS. I'm just mobiling. Oh, I'm down here. Jeez, I don't even know what the heck road I'm on. I'm just about ready to turn left on Wade Hampton off this little cut road. Rutherford Road.
You got to Greer yet?
No, I've been. I'm down here, not in Greer.
Get in there.
Yeah, it's me.
Dave is new to the area, and Now, that's a perfect example. I even accept Yankees down here, there, Jerry. I tell you what. I had to educate Dave as to people from Greer don't say Greer. They say Greer.
I've been in the area about, 70 years now, almost 70. And, the first time I went to Greer was when Jesse Brown had his store up there. That's been 68 or 69, I guess. They were calling it that then, and they're still calling it that now.
Well, as a matter of fact, now, did you know, hey, Dave, now, this is a little piece of history. Greer was not Greer. It was Greer's Station.
That, but was there a dividing line somewhere, or is it still, they just changed the name?
No, they just kind of shortened it up to Greer after so many years, because it was originally a freight station with the railroad, and basically it was a shipping hub at one point.
I could see that, because I forget what road I was on, but man, it drove by a whole bunch of railroad cars, a whole bunch of stuff off to the right there. I could see where this would be Greer Station.
Hey, Jerry, now don't tell me you remember that.
Somewhere up in the area. I don't think CSX has one, but still got a lot of southern stuff. Away where it used to be, so it's Norfolk Southern now, I suppose.
Now, Jerry, don't you tell me that you remember when it was called Greer's Station.
I don't recall that. That was before my time, I'm sure. But a lot of towns get their names twisted around like that. People decide to shorten them because it sounds better, or it confuses them with somewhere else. That's like Pennsylvania's got, I think the guys, my son-in-law's going to kill me for this probably, but I think they say Lancaster in Pennsylvania, and in South Carolina it's Lancaster.
Yep. Well, and Dave, the way I understand it, there was a man named Greer that had a store and a station, a shipping point that where it all started. So they called it Greer's Station after the guy named Greer. And Jerry, from what I've read, it kind of changed over right after World War One. So around 1920, it just kind of got shortened up to Greer, as it is now, Greer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I have to let my wife know that. Anyway, tomorrow I got to run down to Simpsonville in the morning, Steve. So we maybe we can get together on Thursday if you're going to be around.
That is a possibility. And do I remember right? You said you did not have a trailer long enough for that.
Oh, I don't have a trailer. Period.
Now look. If you're going to be a proper Southern boy, you've got to at least have some sort of little utility trailer hanging around the house where you can haul the lawnmowers to the, get them repaired and this kind of thing. We're going to have to find you one. That's fine. We'll throw it up on my car carrier because I think that's about as long as I've got to try to do it with that. How's that sound?
All right. Yeah, well, when I get up there either tomorrow afternoon or Thursday morning, I got to see what I got going tomorrow. Like I said, I have to go down to Simpsonville and fix a guy's mess up. A customer called in and he tried to wire his own thermostat.
Yes. Tim the Tool Man Taylor strikes again, huh?
A screwdriver.
Wow. Well, in the meantime, I'm probably going to be busy until about 2 o'clock, okay? The way Harry's going, tomorrow's the day. I'm going to take him in to have him put down.
I think you doubled at the other station. Please take it.
Good double reading.
I'll be available after about 2 o'clock, I think. I got to take Harry in. Tomorrow's going to be his final day. I got to have him put down. What? Good, Jerry. And David. Oh, hey, Phil.
Hey, Steve and the group. I'm sorry to hear that Harry's having a hard time, but bless his heart, he's been a good one.
Best dog I've ever had. Now, Sugar's a close second right behind that, but I tell you what, that Harry's been a good dog. Hey, Dave, that dog of mine, a Whippet, is not supposed to make it more than 10 or 11 years. This dog is 14.
Wow. I can't remember the last dog. Yeah, we had a couple of dogs. Our final one went a couple of years ago, and we vowed not to get any more dogs until we settled in somewhere. Right now, we've got 3 cats, and we're growing them up a little bit, and we'll see.
We're a cat loose in a house with a big bowl of water and plenty of feed, and they won't make a mess, and you can leave them there for a couple of days while you take a weekend somewhere. You can't do that with a dog. And that's going to be about it for you know, as soon as, whenever Sugar goes, that's going to be it for us for quite a long, long time.
Tough thing to do. It's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. Had a Nova Scotia duck totaling retriever we had, and he made it to 16. He just couldn't get up anymore. That was the hardest thing in the world, taking him to the vet. But you know, they let you know when it's time themselves, I think.
Yeah, and I thought that was going to be this past week, but Harry kind of rallied around, and now he's down to that point where he's ready to go. So, you know, it's amazing how we get attached to him. So what are you doing, Phil? You on your way home?
Yeah, on my way home. Steve, you going to bring him back to the property, or are you going to cremate?
Well, we've got a real nice spot out back picked out for him.
But I don't think I'm going to get to see him. But anyhow, how'd lunch go today?
Do you recognize any of these names? Mike? Landis?
Oh, I recognize all the names, but everybody's changed so much I don't recognize them in person.
There today. And another one that showed up was out of the class of 72. Do you remember Ray Smith?
I do not.
Boy, played football and... he was there today. He lives down at Monk's Corner, and he was up here taking care of some stuff and heard about the lunch. He came by and had lunch with us. Let's see. Who else was there today? The usual crowd. Pete, Rick, Scott was there. Steve Bronkin. You know, there was 13 of us. I was very surprised. It was a good crowd. And we had a good time.
Sounded like a winner. That Tractor Supply is just about to open. They've actually got it stocked and trailers out front. I don't think it's open, but their employees are in there, so it won't be long. Just about home, y'all carry on, and good to hear everybody in here. I can unravel my tongue. W4, never give up.
Hey, bud, you're going to drop that bomb in my lap and get me all tweeter-pated over a new Tractor Supply, and then you're going to run. Boy, I tell you what, ain't that the way. 73's, Phil. Matter of fact, I'm going to back on out of here, too, guys. I got to feed the chickens before the sun goes down out here in this wind. It is cold. Y'all have a good afternoon, 73's, and I will talk to all of you again soon. KN4VWA. Dave, I'll talk to you again probably around 11 or 1 o'clock tomorrow. Later, guys. KN4VWA, clear.
I'll be listening out. KB2HXS.
Steve, have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. Dave, welcome to the area. We're a little weary, but in the long run, we're okay, I think. M4DJC.
Good afternoon. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm just about home myself. I'm about ready to turn on Taylor's Road here. So 73 to you, KB2HXS will be out.